the U.S. may sanction a Chinese AI lab over alleged model copying. Proving it is the hard part. U.S. officials accused Moonshot AI of using Anthropic's Fable outputs while developing Kimi K3 and warned that sanctions could follow. The dispute could reshape AI competition and model access, but no penalty has been imposed, and the government has not published evidence proving the allegation. The United States has threatened sanctions over an allegation that cuts to the center of the AI race. Did a Chinese laboratory build a powerful new model partly by extracting knowledge from an American rival? The accusation is serious, but the evidence has not been made public. The 30-second summary. What happened? Senior U.S. officials accused Moonshot AI of using large-scale model distillation against Anthropic's Fable system while developing Kimi K3. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said sanctions and trade restrictions could follow. Why does it matter? The dispute could turn an ordinary AI training technique into a new front for intellectual property enforcement and U.S.-China technology controls. What is the catch? No sanction has been imposed. Officials have not published technical evidence, and Moonshot had not publicly answered the specific allegation when the reports appeared. Key fact: model distillation is not automatically theft. It is a common technique in which a smaller or newer model learns from outputs produced by another model. Legality depends on access, permission, contracts, scale, and how the resulting data are used. What Washington is alleging. Michael Kratsidos, director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, said the administration had information that Moonshot AI distilled Anthropic's Fable model while developing Kimi K3. He alleged that the Chinese company built an internal platform capable of switching between access methods to avoid detection. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent then warned that covert industrial-scale activity crossing into intellectual property theft could result in sanctions or placement on the U.S. entity list. Such a designation can restrict a company's access to American technology, suppliers, and financial relationships. These are official accusations, not established findings from a court or a published forensic investigation. Neither official released the underlying logs, account records, model output analysis, or other technical evidence that would allow independent experts to verify the claim. Why Kimi K3 triggered anxiety? Moonshot introduced Kimi K3 as a 2.8 trillion parameter model with native visual capabilities and a context window of 1 million tokens. It is designed for long coding sessions, research, and knowledge work. The company says the model remains behind the strongest proprietary systems overall but performs competitively on several coding and agent benchmarks. The model matters economically because Moonshot plans to release its trained weights, allowing developers to run or adapt it outside the company's service. Powerful open weight systems can place pressure on laboratories that spend enormous sums developing closed models and recover those costs through subscriptions and application programming interfaces. Kimi K3 speed of arrival and reported capability intensified a familiar question in Washington. Are Chinese laboratories closing the gap through original engineering by learning from American systems or through a mixture of both? The current accusation does not settle that question. What model distillation actually means? Model distillation is a training method in which one model learns from examples generated by a more capable model. The technique can compress useful behavior into a cheaper system, improve performance on a narrow task, or create synthetic training data. American AI companies use and openly offer distillation workflows. OpenAI, for example, has documented tools that let customers capture a frontier model's outputs and use them to fine-tune a smaller model within its platform. The technique itself is therefore not evidence of wrongdoing. The dispute is about authorization and conduct. A company may prohibit automated extraction, bulk account creation, or use of outputs to train a competing model. If someone evades those controls at scale, the issue can involve contract violations, computer access law, or intellectual property claims. Yet proving that a model learned from another system is difficult, because similar outputs can result from shared public data, common methods, or independent engineering. The missing evidence matters. Officials have not publicly explained how they distinguished alleged distillation from ordinary similarity between frontier models. Benchmark performance cannot prove copying. A distinctive error, hidden watermark, or repeated output pattern may support an investigation, but each signal needs careful statistical and forensic analysis. Moonshot's own technical blog describes Kimi K3's architecture, including its attention mechanisms and sparse mixture of experts' design, but says a fuller technical report will arrive with the model weights. Those disclosures may help researchers evaluate the engineering claims, but they are unlikely on their own to reveal every element of the trained data. The timing also creates political incentives on every side. U.S. laboratories want protection for costly models. Chinese developers benefit from presenting rapid progress as independent innovation. Governments see AI capability as a strategic asset. Those interests do not prove or disprove the allegation, but they make transparent evidence essential. Before we overstate the result, no sanctions or entity list restrictions had been imposed when the threat was reported. The U.S. government has not published technical evidence supporting the allegation. Moonshot had not provided a detailed public response to the specific fable claim. Distillation is a legitimate and widely used technique when performed with permission and within applicable terms. Modeled similarity or strong benchmark performance cannot independently establish theft. What could happen next? Washington could seek information from U.S. model providers, cloud companies, and payment platforms, or impose restrictions if officials conclude that prohibited access occurred. Commerce Department action could be more consequential than financial sanctions if it limits Moonshot's access to chips, software, or American business partners. Moonshot could publish account-level rebuttals, training documentation, or independent audits. Anthropic may also disclose indicators it believes connect suspicious access to the Kimi project, though doing so could reveal security systems or customer information. The broader outcome may be new technical controls around model outputs, stronger identity checks, rate limits, and watermarking. Those measures could make legitimate research and competition harder as well, particularly for smaller developers. The takeaway: the story is not that Washington has proved an AI theft. It has not. The important development is that model distillation is moving from a technical practice into sanctions policy. How governments define the boundary between learning, competition, and unauthorized extraction could shape who is allowed to build the next generation of a .ai.